فنظر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيد بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلى الله
محمد.
Respected brothers, the month of Rajab, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This is the month in which we have to seek for the forgiveness. We should try our best to do tawbah. We should try our best to be closer to divine guides and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a month to prepare for the month of fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be closer to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah give us tawfiq to be protected from whispering of shaitan, who is our enemy. Today, one important thing which we are going to discuss, and that is also related with Iblis and Shayateen, that is to be hasty. Always we are in a hurry to do different things. For example, if someone has given us a news, very soon we will show reaction. Or very soon we will go and try to start argumentation, or maybe even we will have fight. So this habit we need to control, because whenever any news is coming, or even someone is provoking us, or someone is upsetting us, what we need, we should not be fast in our reactions. We should be able to control ourselves. In 17th chapter, verse number 11, Surah Isra, it has been said, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of mankind, so He is telling us the nature of human being. And what is that? وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ. This is the man, this is the human being who himself is praying for evils. Dua'ahu bil khair, and sometimes he is praying for good things. Because due to limited knowledge, or sometimes we are greedy, or sometimes we are burning ourselves in the fire of revenge, then we are asking different things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, give me this, give me this, give me this, or kill that person, or that person should get died, or that person should get sick, or that person should be bankrupt. Different kinds of du'as we are doing. So some of our du'as are good and others are wrong. But this is the man, this is the person who himself or herself is demanding for sometimes good things, sometimes bad things. So what we need, so when we know something is bad for us, something is wrong, something is not legal, then we should not ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If something is haram and then we are asking Allah, Allah give me this. So we should be very, very careful. Whatever we are asking or demanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be legitimate and that should be something which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at the end of this verse, Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And this person is hasty in his dua, trying to get soon everything. In his revenge, trying to, or showing reaction against different things. So the people are very hasty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He wants to tell us, that is, whenever we are, if we are asking something, if we are requesting something, at that time we have to think and plan. And at the same time, if someone has provided us a news, so Allah says, whenever a person is bringing a news to you, so first of all you have to check whether that news is right or wrong. And if that is right still, what kind of reaction I should show? The best of the reaction is silence. So if I will not show any reaction, if I will be patient, I will tolerate different provoking things, so I am getting reward at the same time, I am not breaking the ties among friends and the relatives. And maybe with the passage of some time, maybe 1 month, 2 months, or 1 year, so these things automatically will subside, will finish. Or due to any reason, if I was hurt due to any other person, so when I am hearing this thing, when I am showing those, when I am seeing, observing those kind of wrong actions from anyone, so maybe at that time, at that moment, I was upset. But after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, so usually people are getting normal. So this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever and wherever you are in a situation when different kinds of incentive and different kind of motivations or different kind of bad things are coming to you, you should not be ajul, you should not be hasty, you should try to control yourself. In showing your reaction, you have to control yourself. But Hazrat Ali alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali,
he added a few points in this ujlat, or this habit of showing reaction very soon. Imam alayhi salam said, anyone who will be ajul, usually he will commit mistakes. He will do mistakes. And in his letter to one of his governor, Malik Yashtar, he wrote, whenever someone is bringing news to you, do not accept that news, and you should get convinced whatever he is saying. No, but if someone is giving you news, you have to get that news. Then try to get the same news from other resources. If all resources are same, saying same thing, then you have to get, you have to accept that news. Otherwise, maybe The first person has given you news and that was wrong. And then you have sent your army and maybe in that attack many people have been killed. Who will be responsible? So that's why Imam alayhi salam, this was his habit, even to his governors and the other people who were working with him. So furthermore he added, any person who is very fast in his decision and reactions and actions, Imam said that is due to whispering of shaitan. And any person who is thinking very well and planning very well, that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our life, in our actions and everything, we should need to think a lot, we should need to plan, and then we have to move forward. And we are full of errors. Maybe we thought very well, maybe we planned very well, but our plan, maybe that has defect. And if at some stage, those deficiencies or shortcomings or the mistakes of plan, if someone is telling us, we should welcome. And if we can remove, we have to remove. So this is the trait of a believer. He is never hasty and always he is welcoming the good suggestion by the people. He is happy to consult the people. And he is very, very careful to show his reactions towards the other people. But there are few actions in Islam we need to react quickly. What are those exceptions where we should try to do those things as soon as possible? Number one, that is tawbah. Whenever a mistake has been done by us or we have committed a sin, then as soon as is possible for us, we should do repentance. And tawbah means we should regret in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should promise with Allah, O Allah, with your support, with your tawfiq, inshallah, I will not commit this sin or this mistake again. But usually, we are very, very fast in committing sin and very lazy and slow in doing tawbah. But Islam says, okay, you are a human being, maybe you have done some mistake. So what you should do? Allah is waiting for tawbah. Allah is very kind. For 7 hours, He commands His angels not to write down that sin. So Allah is giving us a time, a duration of 7 hours to do tawbah. So that's why it has been suggested, whenever we are doing any mistake or any sin, so we should do tawbah as soon as possible for us. Number two, doing hajj. So usually this is our back home culture. So, you know, there are a lot of things which are mustahabbat, but our culture has made them wajibat. Usually people are thinking, okay, now I'm young, I will get married, then I will have children, I will give them education, and then my children will grow up. Once I will do their marriage, and they say this is farz, this is wajib. So when they will get married, and alhamdulillah I will be 60, 70 years old, at that time I will be unable to do hajj properly, and at that time usually people are unable to commit sins. That time they have allocated for hajj. But Islam says, hajj is something we should be in a hurry, we have to do as soon as possible for us. Once in lifetime, that is wajib. But doing hajj more than one time, that is mustahab, at least something that is wajib. And usually we say we don't have money. In this country, no one can say that he has no expenses to do hajj. Allocating £3,000 for hajj, that is not a big deal. But the main thing is our intention, our sincerity, our niyat to do hajj. Once, because this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you. The people who are doing hajj, Before Hajj or after Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you back. But what we need, we should plan. We have to think, we have to plan and to go and perform Hajj as soon as possible. Number three, when someone has taken loan from someone, so at that time Islam says, repayment of loan as soon as possible, one should do. When people are getting personal loans, if they are not paying them back, it means they are closing the doors of other people. Because, again, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, ke mu'min ek surakh se baar baar nahi dasa jata. A mu'min cannot be beaten from one hole. Mean if he has experience, someone has done wrong with him maybe, so he should be clever and he should not offer himself again for the same loss. So Islam says, if you have taken loan, you should pay that back as soon as possible, so that that person should give that loan to the other people. If one will not repay, then maybe that bitter experience he will think. And Islam says, "Inna ba'da dhanni ithmun," having wrong thinking and thought for the people, that is sin. And when people are asking for a loan, and if a person is thinking, if I will give loan and he will not pay me back, it means this is wrong thinking. And this wrong thing has come due to one person. So we should not be fonder of that mistake, which should damage the dignity of other believers. So if we have taken loan, we should try to pay that back as soon as possible. The next point, we should do ujlat, that is in ghusl-e-junabat. Whenever ghusl-e-junabat is due, in hadith it has been said, the person who is mujrim, he will be away from Allah and Quran. Because in the condition of janabah, one cannot read Quran. In the condition of janabah, one cannot pray salah. It means anyone who is mujrim, who is najis, will be away from Allah and Quran. So it means as soon as possible, one should do ghusl-e janabah. Next one, that is, we should be very fast and quick for namaz. As well as the time, the sharp time of namaz has started, we should get ready to pray namaz. Praying awwal-e waqt, a sharp time, it's very easy. You can observe yourself, you can check yourself. When that is the sharp time of namaz, if you will get up, it's very easy to perform namaz. But as well as it will be later and later, that will be delayed, it will be really very, very difficult. Most of the time people are forgetting the namaz is due. This is one thing, that is also from shaitan. Secondly, if they are not forgetting, they will become lazy. One reason, other reason, one excuse, other excuse, lot of things will be brought by shaitan. But praying at the sharp time, it's very, very easy, and that is something which is recommended in Islam. We should be very quick to perform namaz on the sharp time. The next point, that is, bring food for the guest. If someone is your guest, so we should not delay to bring food. Maybe usually the guests, when they are coming, if they are hungry, maybe they are shy, they are not telling they are hungry. Some people they are telling, but most of the people, usually they are shy, they are not telling to the host that we are hungry. So the host should try his best if he has given the time. So guest should come on that time, not before that time, he should not delay from that time. Someone who is waiting, we should not keep him waiting. If the time is given, for example, 2 o'clock, so guest is there at 2 o'clock and the host is given food at 5 o'clock. So maybe he is wasting the time of guest. At the same time, if he was hungry, So then, who was the responsible? That's why it has been recommended in Islam. If you have invited someone, or even sometimes, especially in the villages, some people who are travelers and there are no hotels and nothing, so usually people are becoming guests. So whether invited or uninvited, we should try our best to provide the food as soon as possible to the guest. The next point, that is, if someone has died, the burial of that person, so that should also be done very fast. As soon as possible, all kind of arrangements, we should try, it is highly recommended, the same day when the person is dead, we should try to bury him in the grave. If there are no legal restrictions, we should try our best as soon as possible. So again, the people, they are sending the dead body back to Pakistan. So this is not favor, this is not good for the person who is dead. Because first of all, it is recommended that we should not harm. We should, when you are sending these dead body in the cargoes, who knows how they are throwing their dead bodies. So that is not for the good, for the dead person. As well as in Islam, it is recommended as soon as possible, the nearest place, the available place, we should try our best to bury the dead person. And the last point, where we should be fast, we should do quickly that thing, that is, whenever our children are grown up, they are mature, they are adult, we should try to arrange their marriage as soon as possible. If that marriage is being delayed by the parents, by someone, even by the person himself or herself, then if those young people, if they are committing adultery or sins, so that will go back to them and to their parents. So that's why in Quran it is highly recommended, if you are thinking you don't have income, you don't have money, so that you should depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will provide you. He is having everything. If you are getting married for the happiness of Allah, He will give you more sustenance. He will give the sustenance for your children. He will increase your wealth. He will increase your income. But we have to try our best as parents, as community members, as relatives, person himself, herself, as soon as possible to be get married. And especially for the girls, it has been said in hadith, if a tree has a fruit and fruit is ripened, and if that fruit is not being used, so that will get rotten over the tree. Girls are like that. So if they are not being married, not getting married after their maturity, so there is maximum possibility someone should get involved in the sins. We should try our best to offer or to provide the facilities to our children to be married as soon as possible. So ye mukhtalif cheezein thi ke jiske liye Islam ne nasihat ki hai ki kuch kaam aise hain ke jisme jaldi karni chahiye, jisme ek tauba karna hai, ek haj karna hai, ek qarz ada karna hai, ek awwal waqt ki namaz hai aur namaz jamaat mein shirkat hai. Ek jab koi mar jata hai to uske janaze ko jitna jaldi ho sake janaza padh ke dafan kar dena chahiye, aur uske baad bacche jab jawan ho jaye تو لڑکیاں یا لڑکے ان کو جتنا جلدی ممکن ہو ان کی شادی کر دینی چاہیے. ان کاموں کے علاوہ باقی تمام کاموں میں اللہ کہتا ہے کہ ہمیں جلدی نہیں کرنی چاہیے, بلکہ ہر کام سوچ سمجھ کر آرام سے, سکون کے ساتھ, صبر کے ساتھ, بہترین طریقے سے ہمیں ان کاموں کو انجام دینا چاہیے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والعصر ان الانسان لفی خسر الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب العالمين وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف الثاني المنتظر المحدي اللهم اعدنا الظهور انه يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم respect to brothers, the beautiful advice of our first imam to control our time, to plan our time, because whatever we are doing during this lifetime, we all will be asked at the Day of Judgment, where did we spend our time, our life, our resources. So spending life and time and resources according to the will and commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is taqwa. And we all need to follow this taqwa. Because Imam al-Muttaqeen, Amir al-Mu'mineen, who is also the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is also the great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat about which we all will be asked at the Day of Judgment. We need to have ma'rifah of Imam. We need to learn about his knowledge, about his wisdom, what he left for us. Apparently he is dead, but still he is Imam, he can guide us. And many people are getting a lot of knowledge and wisdom and benefits from Hazrat Ali alayhi salam even today. Our Imam is guiding. So just as a barakah, one of his saying about ni'mah, he said, "Inna lillahi fi kulli ni'matin haqqan, faman addahu zadahu minha, waman qassara anhu khatara bizzawal ni'matihi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the favor or ni'mah he is giving to you, he has kept some right, some haq, some part of other people in that ni'mah. Whatever you are having this life, you are this in this life, some other people have shared. You have wealth, other people have shared. You have knowledge, other people have shared. Whatsoever we are having, there is part and share of other people in our possession and in our life and in our time and in our knowledge. Imam alayhi salam says, فَمَنْ أَدَّاهُ ذَادَهُ مِنْهَا. And the people who are giving that share to the people who are having the right to get those shares. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more ni'mah. وَمَنْ كَسَّرَ عَنْهُ خَاطَرَ بِالزَّوَالِ نِعْمَتِهِ. And if you will stop not to pay the share of other people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop to give that ni'mah to you as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is generous. Without demand, He is giving us lot of favors, lot of ni'mah. But what He is waiting for, whatever He has provided us, He can give directly to each and everyone. But He wants, as He is generous, He is giving to everyone. Likewise, He is giving a surplus ni'mah. And out of that surplus, He is waiting that my creatures, my abd, my servant should also do generosity like me. So if people who are getting, and if we think there are uncountable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are getting. In Quran it has been said, in ta'adduha ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you want to count the blessings and favors of Allah, you cannot count. We cannot count. But so we have to think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us and how we can share among the mankind to provide benefit to everyone. And again, the 15th of Rajab, that is the day of wafat of great lady Hazrat Zainab Kubra salamullah. Inshallah, we will have this wafat program and Amal Umar Daud tomorrow. We will start 1 o'clock and almost these Amal will take 2 hours. So we request all of you to participate in this wafat program and the Amal. That great lady who also taught us how many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to her and how she gave and delivered those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Medina to Makkah, from Makkah to Karbala, Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Syria. Even today, she is delivering those favor and name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get maximum benefit from the personality and the character of Hazrat Zainab Kubra and her father, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Allahumma salli ala